بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله يا ربي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. Amongst the important battles in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the battle of Khandaq, which we know as the battle of trench, Arabic also known as the Ghazwatul Ahzab. So if it's known as the battle of Khandaq, it's due to the strategy that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam employed by the mashwara of a sahabi, that to avoid this attack we need to build a trench on one direction of Medina Munawwara. So that's why it's known as the Battle of Trench, also known as Ghazwatul Ahzab, the battle of the coalition, the allied forces or the confederates. Why? Because this was instigated by the tribe of Banu Nadir. They instigated instigated the kuffar of Makkah Mukarramah and other tribes of the Jewish tribes against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But to understand the battle of trench, which took place in the 5th year of Hijri, in the month of Shawwal, there is little bit of some prelude, there is some information prior to the battle that needs to be understood. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam makes Hijrah and comes to Madinah Tayyibah. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes to Medina Tayyibah, there were three groups amongst the Jews: Banu Qaynuqa', Banu Nadir, and Banu Qurayza. After the battle of Badr, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes to Medina Tayyibah and he immediately senses a threat from the Jews. There is historical evidence of their treachery, which is plain out today and which we even see coming to the fore. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to avoid any hiccups moving forward, to pave a very smooth ride moving ahead for the deen of Islam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam called all three tribes, Banu Qaynuqa, Nadir and Qurayza, and entered into an agreement and a peace treaty with every one of them. Sign agreed, and they had shaken hands on the agreement. Amongst the clauses of the agreement would be that the Jews will never attack Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nor would you assist in any force against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam if you find the Sahaba radiallahu anhum on a disadvantage. And if there is any blood money to be paid, you would help and assist, pooling your funds together in the payment of the blood money. After the battle of Badr, Banu Qaynuqa breached their agreement. There was some treachery because of which they were banished. Then comes fourth year of Hijri. Banu Nadir, there was some blood money to be collected. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes to Banu Nadir, comes with some Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So a group of Sahaba and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just a few of them, a handful, perhaps about 10 in total, came to Banu Nadir. Nabi said, let's go and engage. There's blood money to collect it. I need to speak to them. So Sahaba went. There was no weaponry, arms. It was just a pure discussion. So when they come, ask for some help. It was the agreement that we require some monies to be collected in the payment of some blood money. So Banu Nadir got together and said, we'll come back to you. Just give us some time. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, okay, but before you leave, let's prepare some meals and then we'll talk. Let me just get some big people involved, but you wait. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba in the vicinity and took some shade in an area against the cliff. And suddenly Huyay ibn Akhtab, he comes with this devious idea. And he says that, listen, we've got the ideal opportunity. Nabi Sam is sitting at the cliff. Just get someone to walk behind, throw a boulder, our troubles are all ended. So one of the leaders says, hey, hold on. Do you know who you're dealing with? I know no one listened to me my whole life, but only today listen to me. This person is the Prophet of Allah. If he is informed, listen, there is no tomorrow for all of us. We finished. So he says, listen, just give it a try. For whatever it's worth, we let someone go. So he goes with the boulder, walks around the mountain. As he comes, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam walks and he strolls away. So Sahaba said, perhaps relieving himself, doesn't see anything. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam walks away. Sahaba says, he's not returning, let's go look for him. Person comes to the edge of the cliff, he says, what's happening? No one's here now. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is not there, Sahaba. So, they dropped those plans. Nabi Sallallahu carries on, Sahaba looking for Nabi Sallallahu, they don't find him. Then eventually the group says, you all saw Nabi Sallallahu in Medina Tayyiba. Gigi, he came some time ago, he entered. Where is he? No, he's in this area. Yes, you just left, not a word, you didn't tell us anything. So no revelation came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed me that they wanted to kill me, so I walked away. Avoid the trouble. So I just left. So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent revelation. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then sent a message. He said, go and tell them that this was their plan. Give them the details of it. And then the ayat was revealed. وَهُوَ الَّذِي كَفَّ أَيْدِيَهُمْ عَنْكُمْ وَأَيْدِيَكُمْ عَنْهُمْ بِبَطْنِ مَكَّةِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being that stopped a very severe bloodshed to happen in the valleys of Makkah Mukarrama. Had that happened, the war wouldn't have ended. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I saved it from happening. Muhammad ibn Maslama, Nabi Sam sends him. He says, I want you to go to them and tell them exactly what happened, who spoke and what they said. The kufa, the Jews are like, you know, we would say they were shocked, blown out of their feet, and they say, it can never be. How does he know the details of our plan? He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent the revelation and this is it. Anyway, the message from Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is, pack up and move. You all are banished. He said, pack up and move where? So anyway, again, Huyay ibn Akhtab, arrogance, stubbornness in him. He says, what's the options? He says, pack up and move, otherwise face the wrath of the force of the, and the might of the sword. He says, no. Hold on, tell Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, forget about it. We're gonna do as we please, we're ready to stand up against him. Abdullah ibn Ubay, Ra'isul Munafiqeen, the leader of the Munafiqeen came. He came just to rally them up to say, hold on, you are not going anywhere. I got 2,000 men as backup. Don't go anywhere. I'm here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately revealed the verse to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alam tara ila alladhina nafaqu. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just have a careful view of these munafiqun. What are they saying to the Jews? لَإِنْ أُخْرِجْتُمْ لَنَخْرُجَنَّ مَعَكُمْ. If you decide to be banished, we're following you out of Medina Tayyiba. وَلَإِنْ قُوتِلْتُمْ لَنَنْصُرَنَّكُمْ. And if there's a fight, there's a battle, don't worry, we will definitely help you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, divine, I can stamp this, وَاللَّهُ يَشْهَدُ إِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ. They are liars. لَإِنْ أُخْرِجُوا لَا يَخْرُجُونَ مَعَهُمْ. They don't want to leave Medina Tayyiba. It's a lovely, luscious land. And they will never help the Jews. So that ayat is revealed. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't be scared about these Jews. Let them say what they want. It's just empty promises. Again, Huyay ibn Akhtab was the one that was at fault. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam eventually comes and he says, listen, the option is out there. Pack up and leave. So Banu Nadir started packing up. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, no weapons to be transported out of Medina Munawwara, drop your weapons and leave it here. The land belongs to us. All movable items that can be loaded, you load and you take. What cannot be loaded for whatever reasons, perhaps it's the weight or it's the burdensome of traveling with it, you are allowed to sell, get the money, and you can leave Medina Tayyiba. The tribe of Nadir, Eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave little permission to instill fear within them. That burn the orchards around. They're having a very big mouth. Burn the orchards and let's try and hurt them where it pains the most. Because Jews, the financial setback is something that hurts them. So some indication of how even financially if we can inflict pain, we should try and do that. If that's the little effort I can do, I need to do that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verse, مَا قَطَعْتُم مِلِّينَ. You don't cut any tree, nor are you burning anything except with the permission of Allah. Because the Jew says, come on, how can you burn our orchards? How can you burn the trees? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, but this is with the permission of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us permission to do this. So few orchards were burnt, a few trees were destroyed. So listen, it's not worth the risk. Let's just pack up and move. So they accepted and they were ready to move. When they're ready to move, as they were packing up, they loaded 600 camels with goods. And that's a Jew. The Jew is such. What he did, he went to his doors. He had knocked out the wooden framework of it. Loaded that on his camel. He says, that also I'll take. Sahaba mustn't be left with it. Even the wooden pieces they taken away. Taking their doors, whatever they could take. But before they left, out of spite, with 600 camels, they're parading the streets of Medina Tayyiba to say, we're taking our goods away. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, there's nothing for us to lose besides them. But that's a Jew. Even in defeat, he wants to keep his nose up in the air to say, no, I didn't lose. Even in defeat, the last thing they can ever accept is defeat. They'll never ever tell you, the war has to continue. This machine war must continue, because it stops, then the counter is going to come out to say, these are how many soldiers came out dead. These are how many people we buried. We don't need the counters yet. So when the relatives ask, where's our soldiers? He's in war. There's lack of communication. Because of strategy, they don't know how many coffins have been gone. But be as it may, so they packed up 600 and they went. They came to Khaybar. When they came to Khaybar, then this land of Banu Nadir and whatever was left behind was known as Malul Fay. Malul Ghanima is the spoil of war. Spoils of war means Sahaba radiallahu anhum engaged in battle. There was spoils of war to be distributed between those that sacrificed for the battle. Malul Fay means the Sahaba radiallahu anhum marched, no engaging in battle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this is a gift to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No distribution. O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you do as you please. This belongs to you. The land of Banu Nadir belongs to you. Whatever was left behind belongs to you. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had full prerogative and he had the full permission to do as he pleases with this land. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, expenses of the Azwaj Mutahharat and other expenses for the poor was extracted and used from the lands of Banu Nadir and Khaybar at a later stage. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam called the Ansar and the Muhajirun. Says, listen, this land has been given and it has been given as Malul Fay. Belongs to me. It's at my discretion to distribute as I please. What's coming to mind is fair that I give equal shares to the Ansar as to the Muhajirun, because everyone's resources have been in this effort of this war of Banu Nadir, so we share it. But deep down I have a desire, but I request the permission of the Ansar that I want to exclusively use this money upon the Muhajirun only. Ansar, see, from the time the Muhajirun made Hijrah and they came from Makkah Mukarrama, you all have been looking after them. All the money has been spent on them. Allah rewards you. Ayat was revealed. وَالَّذِينَ تَبَوَّأُوا الدَّارَ وَالْإِيمَانَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ. They love if anyone comes to ask. Those were the Ansar. Amazing. They love if anyone comes to ask. If you ask them something, I mean, back in the days, wallahu alam, don't try it out now. You know, back in the days, if people would remember the older people, you go in the Haram Sharif and you tell one of the Arabs, hey, I like your pen. Haji, take it. Keep it. If you told him, I like your watch, even if it was a Rolex, you'll roll with it. He'll take it. He said, yeah, take it away. Those were the Ansar. That was the quality. So, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told the Ansar, I want to give exclusively Muhajirun. So, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was speaking, the two leaders of the Ansar, Sa'd ibn Mu'adh, Sa'd ibn Ubada, radiallahu anhuma, they came, they said, Ya Rasulullah, quick mashwara. And they said, Ya Rasulullah, you got a third option. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, third option? What third option? He said, Ya Rasulullah, do us, how's this third option? You use all the money and you spend it on the Muhajirun. And the arrangement we have of looking after them still continues. We'll still look after them, give them everything. Nabi Sallam made dua, Allahumma arhamil ansar, wa abna al ansar. Ya Allah, have mercy on the ansar, have mercy on the children of ansar, on the progeny of ansar. And Nabi Sallam mentioned many accolades of the ansar after that. Just on this willingness of give them everything, it's fine. So Banu Nadir were driven out. They come to Khaybar. When they come to Khaybar, Huyay ibn Akhtab and the likes of these people, they were like really high ranking, whatever blood they had into them, they come to Khaybar. The people of Khaybar said, listen, y'all be our leaders. Y'all take over the land. We will be subservient to y'all. Y'all be the leaders. And some did go away to the greater Sham area, which is Syria and beyond. In the old Levant, some did go. Majority went to Khaybar. So when they were banished and they went to Khaybar, Khaybar was also a very, very, very lush area. Very lush area. If there is places that we need to do next time when we go for Umrah and we have luxury of time, beautiful places to see. To go to Ta'if, to go to Khaybar, to see all these areas. Badr is open for some time now. Badr, Uhud, we always go, Alhamdulillah. But Khaybar and Tabuk, wherever these places, to try and see where these battles took place. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam banished them, they were gone to Khaybar. But they were burning. Although they paraded their wealth when they left, deep down they are burning. And they said, we have to exact revenge. We have to take revenge against the Muslims. That's the prelude of the battle of Ahzab and the battle of Khandaq. So they were burning that we have to do something. We can't sit back. But the moment they were banished, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said one statement. He said, Al-an naghzuhum wa la yaghzuna. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, as of today, these Yahud will never ever march to Madinah Tayyiba. We always gonna be on the advance towards them. This is the last they will ever come to us. Ahzab, Khandaq is the last. After this they'll never come. So the battle of Khandaq was the last that they came and they fought, but obviously the trench was built. In Madinah Tayyiba there is one museum. It's known as Madhaful Madinatil Munawwara. There's quite a few museums. One is the Turkish Museum. There's one in the behind the Haram, in the front of the Haram, a few. But this one is on the little bit out. You drive, you have to go with a taxi. And if I stand for correction, it's on the street Malik Abdul Aziz. There is Malik Abdul Aziz, Madina Munawwara. There is. So you continue on that street, if I'm not too mistaken. Ad-Dawar al-Awwal 1-2, the third, if I'm not too mistaken, second or third circle. On your left-hand side, if you're leaving Madina Tayyiba, is that museum. It's person who's a Sayyid built that museum. So the first time we went to that museum was a lot that we had learned ourselves. Now, you know, you think, I mean, myself, I thought, we built a trench. So you build a trench around the whole of Madinah Tayyiba. It wasn't the whole of Madinah Tayyibah. It was just one direction from which you could enter. But the question always was there, okay, you build one side, what about the rest? I can come from behind and attack you. Sahaba radiallahu anhum climbed Uhud, Kufar climbed, so what was difficult? They could have climbed a mountain and attacked. But why not? Those mountains are volcanic mountains. Haven't erupted. But yes, volcanic, which means it now it becomes very difficult, hard terrain to even walk on and to traverse. So those are volcanic mountains around, because of which there was no chance of coming. Therefore, the trench was only in that one direction of entrance into Madinah Tayyibah. Inshallah, we would continue from there. But just a few points in this, in the banishing of Banu Nadir, few things that had transpired. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at Salatul Asri reached the Banu Nadir. So let's finish that part. When he reached Banu Nadir, then they all were on the walls of the fortresses, and they were shooting arrows from the top. Azwaq was one person who used to shoot the furthest from any person in Madinah Tayyibah. He was a Jew. He could shoot very far. So they pitched up tent for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He shot one arrow that went very close to the tent. Sahaba says, we have to move. If his arrow can reach, we have to move. Nabi sallam said, Ali, listen, kam pura kar lo bhai. Do what you need to do. So Sahaba says, hey, hold on, Ali radiallahu anhu, not here tonight. Where is he? Nabi sallam and Sahaba went back to Madinah Tayyibah, and they came back in the morning. Few of them. By morning, when Nabi sallam came back, the head of Azwaq was in front of Nabi sallam. He says, alhamdulillah, work is done. There's he. He was causing some pain. The one who could shoot the arrow the furthest, there's he over here. So yes, there was a little bit combat, exchange of fire. But besides that, there wasn't really a full blown out war. That did not take place. And eventually they surrendered, eventually. But there was that those few skirmishes or small... There was some exchange of some shooting of arrows, you could say some fire for a little while, and then eventually they agreed to leave Madinah Tayyibah. And inshallah we'll continue tomorrow. Next week rather, actually. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah.